Well, the COVID-19 vaccine may come with no price tag, but testing for the virus doesn't. Just a few days ago, the COVID test from Ampath and Lancet would have cost you about 850 Rand, but thanks to intervention by the Competition Commission, that's come down now to 500 Rand. It's down 41%, and one could argue almost overnight. Siyabulela Makunga speaks on behalf of the Competition Commission, and he joins us now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Siya, for your time this afternoon. So question right at the top, 41% reduction in costs. Why did it take so long for the Competition Commission to act? Because with the right pressure, we've even seen Pathcare bending, even if eventually.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Good afternoon and thank you for having us. The Commission has had at least two interventions on this matter. You'd remember that back in March 2020, when the pandemic started, the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, in conjunction with the Commission, has published what we call block exemption, focusing on three areas, that is your banking, retail, as well as the healthcare sector. And this we did in anticipation of the surge in terms of prices, because all of us were really exposed to this kind of pandemic for the first time. So we had to make sure that we were ready on how the markets were going to function, and that the consumers are protected during a time of a pandemic. And as a result of this intervention, the price was reduced from 1,400 to 850, and also with the involvement of the Department of Health, which obviously had pleaded with the laboratories to take the price to an average amount of 850. So this is our second intervention as the Commission, and we believe that this is a decision that is economically sustainable, having looked at the numbers, both the financials in terms of profit margins and the cost of doing business from all the three laboratories.
So what are some of the factors that have allowed for this significant shift and downward pricing to come into effect?
So our findings revealed that there has been an increase in terms of the volumes. So the demand has gone up. And also the pathology supplies have gone down in price. And therefore the costs that were produced before the Commission could not justify why the price remained at 850. So the Commission had to really dig deeper with the parties and come to an agreement to say there needed to be a middle ground in terms of meeting the public halfway, because there has been complaints from members of the public, but obviously we were doing this at the time of investigating a complaint that was put before the Commission in October this year.
Sia, is it fair to say that the pathologists were initially raking in super profits?
We were aware that they were earning quite a lot. If you look at the report that was published by the Council for Medical Schemes, it does indicate that there has been an increase of about 10.8% in revenue from the time when the pandemic started to date. That for the past year only, they have been able to make about 11.2 billion in revenue. And this has shown that there has been increase in their profits, but also we did not see any movement in price when we look at the demand, because when you look at the 20 million COVID-19 tests that were conducted for this period, 54% of them were really conducted by these three major laboratories. And in our view, there had to be a fundamental change in price. Hence, we had to follow this matter up to the tribunal.
So now you see things shift from super profits to decent margins. When it comes to decent margins, what are we potentially looking at here? Can you disclose?
No disclose, but what we are looking at are margins that are most similar to the margins that they were getting before the pandemic. And that to us was a fair middle ground between the Commission and the respondents, because it does show that indeed there is very minimal change in terms of of the profit margins. So it became important to us that we protect the vulnerable groups during the time of a devastating and resilient pandemic.
Yeah. Talking to some of the fluctuations that you see in the price of raw materials and shipping and how that impacts cost pressures, I mean, how sustainable is having slashed prices to current levels over a two-year period, which is where the agreement now stands here?
Well, it is significant, but also obviously it takes into consideration that people are still going through a lot. People have lost jobs. Some were retrenched, some are still really trying to mitigate the economic and social impact, which obviously is the direct effect of the pandemic. But we do think that this would increase accessibility and affordability of the COVID-19 PCR testing, which is critical for us in terms of avoiding the escalation of the effects of the pandemic.
From the pathologist's side, though, is it sustainable, do you think, for them to keep prices at current levels, given the kind of volatility we see in input costs on a daily basis, Sia? And I ask the question because a flag has been raised as far as government's input is concerned, because about 111 rand of the 850 rand, and this was highlighted by PAPCare, in fact, goes to government in taxes. So is the suggestion of a potential VAT freeze immediately something that's been discussed?
It has not been discussed, but the Commission has made a recommendation that government should look at creative ways on how best to assist the industry in carrying really the burden. We do believe that there could be one or two things we could emulate from the other parts of the world, like that of subsidizing the industry. But these are issues that the Commission has put before government for consideration because they are not within our jurisdiction.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Sia. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the Competition Commission spokesperson, Sia Bulela Makunga.